are worth waiting for, and I hear now that the arrows are airborne, and they're getting themselves into position for the magnificent finale here at the Blackpool Air Show 2010. Courtesy, of course, of Visit Blackpool. As I look up and down the crowd line, I can see it's vast. I don't know what the numbers are, but no doubt we'll find out later on. But it's wonderful to have you all with us. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We've had quite a variety, quite a collection of aircraft. Some very unusual ones as well. It's not often we get the opportunity to see the Sky Raider. Big Iron's one of my favorites. As I say, I'd certainly like to get my hands on one of those. And also that display by Gerald Cooper, I thought was superb. Very unusual. Very often pilots, particularly doing freestyle, will stick to maneuvering, as I say, left and right and fore and aft on the what we call the A and the B axis. But he spent as much time maneuvering from and through the axes between those two, so 45-degree axes, cardinals and non-cardinals, to put what I thought was really a very, very unusual display. But what an aeroplane. It is the fastest rolling aeroplane in the world. The aileron roll rate, 420 degrees a second, and the flick rolling rate, that's where you slam the controls really quite fiercely, backwards or forwards, putting rudder in at the same time, and you can get rotations in excess with power on of 500 degrees a second. And that's quite mind-boggling, and to be able to think, go through those rotations, have that amount of G applied to you at the same time and remain in position is something that takes a little bit of getting used to, and you can imagine you have to train for. But anyway, that's, I think, one of my favorites, along with the Sky Raider. As I say, I'd like to get myself into the Sky Raider. So just moments to go now. We're waiting for the call. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, what you've been waiting for. I shall get off, get out of the way, and hand you over to Baggers. Ladies and gentlemen, Blackpool Air Show 2010, the Red Arrows.
Thank you very much, Brendan, and hello everybody here at Blackpool today from the Royal Air Force's aerobatic team, the Red Arrows. And I can see some of you have come up and stood next to me, so very nice to see you all here today. Fantastic weather. I'm hoping that this means we can do the full looping show today. Now, the Red Arrows are very proud to represent the Royal Air Force. We're a busy air force at the moment. Many of our servicemen are serving overseas in operations, most of them in Afghanistan. And all the pilots on the team, which includes me, have served in some operational theatre or another, perhaps Iraq, which is where I was, or Afghanistan, where many people are now. So although we're not operational as a display team, we represent those who are. So it's our privilege to do so. But more importantly, we represent Britain. And we represent everything that's brilliant about Britain. We're very patriotic on the team. So we're hoping that you'll feel that way today when we display for you here at this wonderful beachside at Blackpool. We're going to help that out with a bit of red, white and blue smoke to make you all feel warm and British. And we're about 45 seconds away from the display now, which is going to be centred on the Lindine Hotel. Somebody help me with the pronunciation. So that's going to be the centre of the display. So, given that they're only 30 seconds out, can anyone see the red arrows at the moment? Some of you are looking in the right direction. I can hear a few yeses. Anyone see the red arrows? Can you see them over there on the right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll let you into a secret. They're coming from behind the buildings, so you may want to turn away from the sea. And here they are. The 2010 red arrows.
Morning, the
bank. That's the voice of Red One, Squadron Leader Ben Murphy, known to us on the team as Baz. Baz is a former Harrier pilot in the Royal Air Force. He flew the Harrier GR7 on 1 and 4 Squadron, and he actually instructed on it on 20 Squadron as well. He, like all Harrier pilots, has seen several operational tours in Afghanistan, supporting the young men and women of the British Army and the other services out there, and also our coalition allies. And they're in some pretty tricky circumstances, so it's a busy job for the pilot out there.